This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
When you tune into the show in the middle of an interview,
and he'd lick it, and it was like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Bowl?
Oh, my God.
And you get the one, two, three, three.
You're listening to Kelly and Company on AMI Audio.
Thanks for being with us. This is Hour 2 of Kelly and Company. Wonderful day to you on your Tuesday as we work our way through the program. Ramya Muthan, Kelly McDonald, host of the show. On Mondays and Tuesdays, we get to settle back and enjoy a good conversation at the top of our second hour with one of our committee reporters. Well, what makes the conversation so good? Well, Ramya and I will both tell you. It's the great information they bring to us, as well as we get to learn a little bit throughout those conversations about their region, their area, and not just activities going on, but you get a real feel for it. So today we bring Toni Freimark in, and she's got news for us from Medicine Hat, Alberta. Toni, welcome back to the show. Nice to have you on for your third report with us.
Thank you, guys. Good to be back. How's everybody doing?
Doing good.
Bad, right? Not bad today, right?
Yeah.
Got a lot on table to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And we were teasing Ramya before the show, well, as we got into the show, because she was right down to the wire with things to do. So then you come on the show and there's then so much ahead to navigate through. But on the show, she can settle back, listen to you guys, and get all sorts of information. Breathe that sigh of relief. Right, Ram?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Almost every day. Just today.
So should we start with the working group for accessibility and inclusion? This is a really interesting thing going on in Medicine Hat.
Yeah, so the working group for accessibility and inclusion is accepting applicants, six applicants, and you can get your applications in November 16th at 4 Mountain Standard Time is the cutoff. And basically, this group is an active community group of volunteers that's been running for just about a year. We did have it was a different name before, but we had to change it because of situations. So basically, we just talk about report to departments of medicine had in the city. It can be like making stuff more accessible within Medicine Hat, whether it be buildings, whether it be like ramps and such within the city. And they actually do listen to us. So it's pretty cool just to see. And so you guys, go ahead.
Would you say it's like, obviously it's an advisory committee of sorts, but I think so many of us look at the municipal advisory committee as part of city council or in going to city council with ideas. Now, are they given that same kind of billing within City Hall, or are there other areas of the city that they actually may communicate with much more direct and advisement?
Well, yeah, it is more so within the city. Like, we do talk to city departments and such.
Yeah, I think that's really unique and important because, well, you know, a lot of time you're dealing with just the city hall, the red tape, the importance of something versus being able to help the people in the water department with maybe something that they need. Maybe they have somebody there working there that they want to talk about accessibility needs. Maybe they want to talk about making bills accessible or what the members, the six members may experience and have as vital advice. So I like that. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it truly is. And if you guys, anybody wants to register, you can just go on the Medicine Hat City website and it will be there. And if anybody wants more information, call Leslie Jerry at 403-502-8086.
Okay, thank you. We also have that information along with everything else you're bringing today on our blog, ami.ca/KellyCo. So the next one is really, really awesome. Canadian payment terminals are now becoming accessible for people who are blind or low vision. So tell us, this is a particular brand of a payment terminal?
That's correct. It's the Morinese core payment terminals. I actually haven't had a chance to try it out yet, but I'm wanting to. I just, you know, there's people in line and you just don't want to hold up the line, I guess. But what these terminals do is you can press the number 5 on them and they will give you prompts as to what you're supposed to do within the screen. And then it has enhanced features. So it will give you large print, different contrast, things like that. So it's nice to know that people are making this stuff more accessible for those of us that have low vision. They just came up with this in the earlier this month. Have you guys tried them at all?
Not these ones, but I've, you know, been involved with trying to get terminals or payment terminals more accessible, Shopify, for example, but lots of different ones have now been talking about getting more accessibility into these terminals, right? And you're not just kind of winging it when you go and you pay, which is really great because this one looks like there's a lot of detail that was put into it. The contrast, the font, the actual tactile markings, everything.
Yeah, it's going to be nice because, like you say, it's not going to be a guessing game.
Yeah, totally. And the thing is, I know that there are some parts of the population who are still not comfortable with things like tap, right? And just being able to take your card out or your phone out and just tapping and the process is done. So you still need to familiarize yourself with the keypad and the checking and savings buttons and all this stuff. So this is really, really crucial, just like when we talk about bank machines and having tactile and auditory feedback for independent bank machine use.
Well, and especially when things aren't going to be, it's not like we can say everything's standard. So you go, you use this bank or that bank. And when the accessibility, it's never going to be that way. So you know that, okay, if that's the way, then you need it accessible in a way that I can adapt to each machine. So I can run in and say, oh, I know not to expect it to be the same when you're handing it to me, when you're doing, you know, just like the machines. And I think that's important. I find actually a lot of the payment terminals would probably be almost more at least standard enough if you're paying at a restaurant or a store than bank machines, because there's so much more you're able to do. But it's amazing. And yeah, Tony, take that time. Don't feel lying or not. You just tell them this is important. We're doing research here.
I so do have to do that. You're so right, Kelly. Just get her done and see how it goes.
I've got to buy my products. Go to the next line. But that's amazing. It's really exciting. I think so many of us are excited to give it a try and you know, hoping that very short time they're everywhere. We'll put that, of course, too, up on the blog, information about ami.ca/KellyCo. Let's talk about the men's peer support group out of Edmonton.
Edmonton is holding their men's support group here. It's over Zoom, and it is every second Wednesday from 1 until 3. And they basically just get together and talk about, you know, different technologies and what the CNIB offers and, you know, just getting together with different individuals that live with a vision loss.
It's interesting with groups because, you know, some people might say, well, why do you need it's tech, why do you need a men's group or a ladies group or what? And I think what people sometimes miss is it's that component that happens outside of the tech talk, you know, the joking around or the potential friendship, especially with people more recently blind. If you're going through that experience and having those people to talk to, there may be conversations that happen outside that, you know, maybe another guy talking to a guy about whether it's shaving or something that you think that's not tech. No, but it's those relationships and just that camaraderie. And I think when we see that, because, you know, again, yes, so many times we can have groups that include both. I'm assuming that's the kind of things that's expected, Tony, that when people join, they know that's kind of going to happen for the guys.
Yeah, that's so true. I totally agree with you.
It's an interesting take on it, because I know there are those who sit on, you know, the side of the fence of, well, no, we don't really need separate groups kind of thing. And I think it's an interesting discussion, because I think sometimes there is that time where it's nice, but you hope that everybody can get along and play nice regardless of any group.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But this is very interesting. How long has this been around, this one? Any idea?
I'm not too sure. I thought it was quite recently.
That's
when I was looking at it, I didn't hear about it, and I thought they were going to go, like, you know, be in person, but I guess not for now.
No, I hear it's a little while.
It's probably been around for a few years. I just hadn't really heard about it recently.
But people are probably really, really, you know, starting to get comfortable coming out to these teleconferences, right? To whether to talk about technology or their own experiences with vision loss or something. Sometimes it's nice, like it's comfortable to kind of join people from your home, your safe space, into these meetings and get the support that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm finding too, is people are more open on these Zoom calls.
I wonder when things are in a situation where we can have a group in person for those, as we were talking in our last segment, about those who just need to be around, like to be around other people, and those who are, well, no, I'm quite fine at home. Can I still log in? Especially if you're talking distance. If it serves, you know, the group may be in Edmonton, you get four or five people that gather there, but someone in Medicine Hat wants to join. So I think we're going to see how these things develop and make it possible. Tony, awesome stuff.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll chat again next month. Always a pleasure, and great to have you on board with us as we work our way through our committee reports.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You betcha. And we will put all the contact information up for all three of Tony's subjects here on our blog, ami.ca/KellyCo. And Tony will join us from Medicine Hat next month, right here on Kelly and Company. Our community reporters are on the program Mondays and Tuesdays, right here on AMI Audio. Well, we are going to have a very important conversation with Lucia coming up on our parenting conversation. So I hope you'll stand by and be back with us, because something that we just can't tolerate, and she's going to help us guide through so we know what to look for in bullying. Conversation about that next. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.